Well, good morning and happy Lord's Day. It is July the 7th, 2024, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Yes, I am away right now. I am up in northern Massachusetts and getting ready to preach for a week up at Camp Northfield, Christian camp, and I'm going to be preaching for some junior hires, and so we... you guys can keep me in your prayers. I know I mentioned that yesterday, and so so that's the explanation for the different background. But that said, today, just because we're traveling doesn't mean that we stop reading the Word of God. But for today, July 7th, we are going to be picking up in the Psalms. We're going to read Psalm 92 to Psalm 97. So if you have your Bibles, grab them, and let's get into the Word today. By the way, sorry I was running a couple minutes late. I was trying to figure out the internet here. July 7th, picking up in Psalm 92. Appropriate psalm, a psalm for the Sabbath day, it says. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp, with harmonious sound, for you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands. O Lord, how great are your works! Your thoughts are very deep. A senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand this. When the wicked spring up like grass, and when all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. But you, Lord, are on high forevermore. For behold your enemies, O Lord, for behold your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn you have exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil. My eye also has seen my desire on my enemies. My ears hear my desire on the wicked who rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. And he shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. And those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age, and they shall be fresh and flourishing, to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Psalm 93. The Lord reigns. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed. He has girded himself with strength. Surely the world is established so that it cannot be moved. Your throne is established from of old. You are from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lifted up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, than the mighty waves of the sea. Your testimonies are very sure. Holiness adorns your house, O Lord, forever. Psalm 94. O Lord, to whom vengeance belongs, O Lord, to whom vengeance belongs, shine forth. Rise up, O Judge of the earth. Render punishment to the proud. Lord, how long will the wicked triumph? They utter speech and speak insolent things. All the workers of iniquity boast in themselves. They break in pieces your people, O Lord, and afflict your heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord does not see, nor does the God of Jacob understand. Understand, you senseless among the people, and you fools, when will you be wise? He who planted the ear, shall he not hear? He who formed the eye, shall he not see? He who instructs the nations, shall he not correct? He who teaches man knowledge... The Lord knows the thoughts of man, that they are futile. Blessed is the man whom you instruct, O Lord, and teach out of your law, that you may give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit is dug for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, nor will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment will return to righteousness, and all the upright in heart will follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoer? Who will stand up for me against the worker of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul would soon have settled in silence. If I say, my foot slips, your mercy, O Lord, will hold me up. In the multitude of my anxieties within me, your comfort delights my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity, which devises evil by law, have fellowship with you? They gather together against the life of the righteous and condemn innocent blood. But the Lord has been my defense, and my God, the rock of my refuge. He has brought on them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. The Lord our God shall cut them off. Psalm 95. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God, and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are also his. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hand formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, as in the day of trial in the wilderness, when your fathers tested me. They tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was grieved with that generation, and said, it is a people who go astray in their hearts, and they do not know my ways. And so I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Psalm 96. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the peoples righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar in all of its fullness. Let the field be joyful, and all that is in it. Then all the people of the woods will rejoice before the Lord, for he is coming. For he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the peoples with his truth. Psalm 97. The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitudes of isles be glad. Cloud and darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. His lightnings light the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Let all be put to shame who serve carved images, who boast of idols. Worship him, all you gods. Zion hears and is glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgments, O Lord. For you, Lord, are most high above all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. You who love the Lord hate evil. He preserves the soul of his saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown in the right, is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. Well, that was our reading today for July the 7th, 2024. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I will be sure to mark that down. Again, let me encourage you is just to stay in the Word. Don't let vacations get in the way. Don't let other activities get in your way. Find a time to read the Word and be in the Word. And again, that's the reason why we do it is because it's just so, so important for you to be in God's Word each and every single day. And to encourage one another to do it. It's kind of like going to the gym. I know for myself, I won't go to the gym unless I have partners to go with, okay? I need somebody to push me. I need somebody to keep me accountable. And it's the same thing with Bible reading, okay? If I don't have you guys here, you know, it's more likely that I'm not going to get in the Word. It's part of the reason I do this for myself is for the discipline of it. And so I'm thankful for each and every one of you. I love to see you guys here each and every single day. And if you can't make it at 7 o'clock, no worries. You know, find another time and, you know, read with us. And leave a comment, leave a reaction as usual. But that said, today is the Lord's Day. There are normal activities at Eastford Baptist Church. We got 9:15 Sunday School Hour. We're going to be starting a new series through Genesis, Unlocking the Mysteries of Genesis. And so kind of funny that we're going to be in Genesis and Revelation at the same time, which is kind of cool. Followed by 10:30 worship service. Again, as you've probably already guessed, I will not be there today. And so there will be a guest speaker today, one that's familiar to you if you go to Eastford Baptist. Dan Skiff will be preaching God's Word for us today from Ephesians chapter 6. And so this is Dan's first time preaching, and so I'm really looking forward to what God has laid in his heart He's already shared with me what God's been doing, and so I'm really excited, and you should be too. So if you can, I just encourage you to be in church today. Be there for 10:30, support Dan, and God's going to do a work through that. And so, but that said, thank you all so much. Let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Father, thank you so much for your goodness to us. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your word. And Lord, I praise you and thank you, God, that we can read this word. And God, that we can grow from it each and every single day. And Lord, I just thank you so much for each one of my brothers and sisters. Lord, I miss my church family today. Lord, it's hard being away. But Lord, I do pray for Brother Dan as he brings your word today, that you would glorify yourself, Lord, grow everybody. And just use that word, God, in the lives of each and every single one. And so, Lord, empower Dan and just strengthen the congregation, Lord. We do pray. And so, Lord, I thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye, everybody.